Hey, Gary, you were out of the office a little bit this week. Were you the lucky bidder?
For what?
Randy Johnson's home went for $7.3
million. Started at $25 million, right?
Started at $25.
What a deal, but no, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I tried, you know, the $100,000 you had to put down to be a bidder, I just came up a little short getting that down payment to get a seat at the table.
There are bidders and then the bidder, that the people that bid but didn't win the house, so that's...
Well, they're going to need it because you want to know what the property taxes is like that?
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You may have gotten it for $14 million less than asking price. That's going to be gone in about 2 years of maintenance and property tax and electric bills.
But whatever you're showing in that movie
like
theater,
I'd
love an invite.
I missed what Gary said.
I said the movie theater that's in the house, I'd love an invite to whatever you're showing.
Oh, so, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's get an invitation and go watch the documentary.
Arizona's deadliest
shootout.
Absolutely.
And yeah, Mom, it's just like buying a horse.
Cheap parts buying a horse.
All right, let's get to Garth moving to Arizona from Fort Worth to Chandler.
That's Gareth.
Gareth. There is an E in there.
Yes.
Welcome, Gareth.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Welcome to Arizona. What brings you here?
Well, I'm actually leaving Arizona.
Oh!
I'm moving from Chandler to Fort Worth. You had it backwards there.
Gotcha.
But, I've been listening to your show ever since I was going to college up in Prescott Valley, so.
We appreciate that.
I was just wondering today, you know, I've never purchased a newly built house. And so I was wondering if you knew some things to look for. It's basically the same kind of stuff you'd see in Phoenix, so it's a thick and stucco house. I've been to it, I've been inside of it, but all of the houses I've bought before have been previously owned and usually well lived in, and the owners know what's wrong with them or what needs to be fixed. And so I was just curious if you could give me some advice on that.
Is the home already built or is it in the process of being built?
Nope, it's fully constructed right now.
Okay, and... The builder has a good reputation?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Buying a new home, you've bought them before, you're familiar with the home inspection process, and a lot of home inspectors will work with homeowners to inspect the home during construction. Obviously, we missed that opportunity to be there, but that's okay. We've still got a new home. It hasn't been moved in, so a home inspector isn't going to be going over a lot of other people's furniture and inspecting aged equipment and looking for troubled things. You're in a great position to save a lot of money if you plan on being there the next 20, 30 years, so that at the time you have to repair the air conditioning unit, you have to repair the roof, your window seal needs to be your windows need to be replaced because the seals are busted. We've got a good period of time of saving, and I would really encourage that. What to look for in the new home? You know, a good home inspector is going to find things. We just want to make sure everything was done to code. I'm sure Texas has a similar building structure to Arizona, where the city comes out and inspects at certain points, and they're looking for code violations and to make sure everything's being built according to National Building Code. People make mistakes. Sometimes they're missed. But a lot of times in a new home, what I'm looking for more than anything, Gareth, is what was the home constructed of? Was it a stick home or a masonry home? I'm always going to look for a masonry home when we're talking about maintenance and preventative maintenance. You know, how many things in masonry still exist today? You don't see... you know, we've got the ruins at Casa Grande, you've got the pyramids, you've got, you know, Rome, all the building styles and techniques from the old world were done in masonry. I'm always going to look for masonry for long-term building solutions. What was the roof? Was it a 30-year roof or a 50-year roof? That's going to determine how we save. If we're saving for a 50-year roof, well, we can stretch out how little we're putting aside each month. If we got to replace that in a shorter window, we've obviously got to put more aside. What kind of warranty is the builder? A lot of them, I don't know the Texas rules, but in Arizona, you've got to have 2-year warranty on everything. A lot of builders increase that and bring it up to 5, bring it up to 10. Find out what it excludes. a five-year warranty on what? It may be on this, but not that, especially when we're looking at appliances and our mechanical options. Something that you could get into very affordably at the beginning process of a new home is equipment breakage insurance. You don't have, we're not big home warranty proponents because of the way a lot of home warranties decide who does work on your home. And a lot of those people that do that work are on commission based, so they're incentivized to find problems or upsell you on things you may not need yet. But equipment breakage insurance is exactly that. When your equipment breaks, you've got insurance you can use to then and have it replaced with a contractor of your choice. And because you're going in on all new equipment, you may be at $30 a month. As opposed to older equipment, you might be at $60 a month. So you could look at that as part of ways that you can be prepared in 20 years to replace that equipment. That's something to look at. I'm more often than not, in fact, 99% of the time, I'm not in somebody that will say insurance or extra warranties. But that equipment breakage coverage, I think, for a lot of people, is a very smart investment.